Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Can we give each other hope?
And welcome to Second Chances with Hilaria Asumo on Radio Africana. If you were with me last week, thank you so much for tuning in and for joining, and also for sharing the links. It was really, really great to see all of you online. And for those listeners on radio, thank you for tuning in. And I hope tonight you've got all your family, your friends together, because tonight's topic is going to be a very interesting one, and something a topic I actually touched a little bit on last week. So last week we talked about family conversations and organ donation. We talked about silence, love, and how families often are left guessing at the worst possible time. And that time is when you have your loved one at the point of death, or, you know, the doctors come and say, we are no longer able to treat your loved one because there is nothing else we can do. And then they ask you that question. Would you like to, would you consider organ donation? And for most families, it is a huge shock to the system that this is happening. So tonight, we are taking that conversation one step further, because even when families talk, there's still a question many people are unsure about: the law, the organ donation law. Tonight, we are talking about the UK organ donation law. Now, there are different organ donation law. There's one in India, there's one in America, there's several, I think, in Europe, but the one in the UK is special. Well, you know, we are always special in anything we do. So what we're going to be talking about today is what it actually says. So if you are just logging in, we are talking about the organ donation law. We are going to be discussing what it actually says, what it does not say, and why so many people feel uncomfortable, uncertain, or resistant to the law. Because there's nothing to be worried about. So this is not a debate. I'm not putting anyone under any pressure. I just want you to understand, to have the facts to hand so that you can make that decision. It is about understanding, trusting, and making that choice. You make that choice from a position of knowledge and understanding. Because a law can exist on paper, but trust lives in people. So as a black person, as an African person, we are known usually for being hesitant towards things we don't understand, or towards things that we think is harmful to us, or towards things that we feel we have been through that and we've had a bad experience. And as we all know, I'm originally from Nigeria. And in Nigeria, you know, it's word of mouth and it spreads like wildfire. So usually we try as much as possible here in the UK to try and break things down into simple bite-sized chunks so that people can understand. And that is what we are going to be doing tonight. So our first song is... Our first song is Family by Tekno, and I hope you enjoy that. And whilst you are thinking and wondering what you want to do, the lines are open and the number is 0744-881-1570. That number again is 0744-881-1570. Please call in. It is not, there is no silly question, there is no silly conversation. It's a time for us to be open and honest about this law, because currently we have about over 8,000 people on the transplant list, and 7,000 of those people are waiting for a kidney transplant. So if you are really interested and you want to ask questions, you can either post, send it by WhatsApp to that same number, 0744-881-1570, or call into the studio. I'll be watching out for your messages. Okay, I'll see you back here in a minute. This is Tekno with Family. Enjoyed that. That was Family by Techno. So as you know, this show is all about family, and what we want to do is to help you to understand how you can start that conversation with your family. A lot of us are really close with our family, but when it comes to difficult topics or subjects, we tend to hold back. We don't want to cause them pain. And it's not because we don't love them. We do love them. But because we don't want to cause them pain about anything we're going through, we tend to hide things from our family. So when the organ donation law came in, there was a lot of hullabaloo about it. And people were saying, you know, what is this? Especially in the African Caribbean community. A lot of people were saying, oh, they're not going to treat us once they know we're signed up to the organ donor register. No, why would they do that? In fact, it's two teams that actually handle the whole process. So there's the team that looks after you in the hospital, and there's the one that, you know, comes from outside when your family have given consent to retrieve the organs. So why would they not treat you? There is something called, I think, is it called the Socrates oath or something like that, that doctors have to swear to. They are sworn to actually look after you and treat you until there is no other option. And even then, your family have veto. So we are going to be looking at that later in the program. Now in the UK, we now have an opt-out system for organ donation. As we said, that is the organ donation law. That sentence alone, organ donation law, causes anxiety for many people. And I can understand why. Because, you know, even hearing that somebody is sick with malaria is enough to send somebody, you know, off, you know, thinking different horrible things, you know. So let me slow it down for you. Just calm down. Organ donation law doesn't mean that suddenly, as I said, you know, that they're just going to rip off your organs like that and that is it. Opt-out does not mean your organs are taken automatically. I was explaining this just this week to somebody. It does not mean doctors stop trying to save you. It also does not mean families are ignored. What it means is this. If you are an adult and you have not recorded a decision, the law assumes you are willing to donate. But families are still consulted. Doctors still speak to loved ones, and no donation goes ahead without careful checks. So even if you're in a coma, or, you know, you're very ill and they're scratching their heads and thinking, you know, what do we do with this person? Is there some kind of treatment we can use? They have to follow it to the end. They have to ensure that they explore every option. The law changed, okay? The reason the law changed is because thousands of people were waiting, and they're still waiting, and the numbers are rising. The numbers are rising, and not just within the white community, but also the Black, the Asian, the Chinese, you name it, all the ethnic communities are waiting. But unfortunately, in our community, it is really hard for us to have that conversation or to even think towards our brothers and sisters. And that's why I waited 10 years to get a transplant. 10 years. And in that 10 years, there were near misses when I thought I was going to die. But, you know, God had a reason for keeping me alive. My kids were 5 and 6 when this happened. But today, they're 24 and 23. Can you imagine that? Did I think I would see them get to this age? No. And that's why I'm doing this, because currently in the hospital at home, there is a mother, there is a father who is waiting. But because people are opting out, they're having to wait longer. And trust me, people die whilst they're waiting. People die whilst they're waiting. And that is why we need to keep talking about organ donation. Doctors still speak to loved ones once they know that, you know, there's no other option and you cannot survive, you know, whatever illness, and they've explored everything. Then they would approach your family. And as I said, no donation goes ahead without careful checks. However, even with the law, it doesn't remove your voice. It doesn't stop your voice, because when you have that conversation with your family, they are able to ensure it is kept. Your wishes still matter. Your family still matters in the process of organ donation. This is why conversations at home are still essential. I say it all the time, no matter what happens, no matter what it is, once you sign up to the organ donor register, please speak to your family. Speak to your family and tell them that you have signed up to the organ donor register and you want them to respect your wishes, and they must see to it that those wishes are recognized and adhered to. So we're getting to the next break. If you've ever felt confused or uneasy about the organ donation law, you are not alone. No, you're not. You can call us on the studio number, call or text on 0744-881-1570 and share what you've heard or what worries you. But if the lines stay quiet, that tells us something too. These are not easy questions, neither are the answers. Sometimes you want something that is easy, sometimes you want something that reassures you. But I can tell you that whatever question you have, whatever you want to say, I am here to listen. So here is our second song this evening, Free Mind by Thames, and I hope you enjoy whilst you're reflecting. I'll see you back here in a minute.
Papa told me keep your head up high, even though your body full of bite marks from all them canines. Steady moving, I'm just living life. And so many people in my business, so many joking eyes. My fans are easier to face, man. In the front of my head, steady chasing my paper. My tail with no chaser. My steps are guided by Jehovah. I'm 44 looking over. Let no be stop us and over. And every show is a short time. Oh, cause I stand strong. Baby, you no go minus. Baby, you only me 9+. Big fish flow like the ocean. No, I'm gonna stand strong. TPG day my back up. Look in my eye, you see the money and the fame and success, but you really don't know what's going on in my life.
What's going on in my life?
No pleasure comes from pain. No money fall like rain. This thing they cost my grave, but it's all up. My fears are easier to face, man. In the front of my head, man. Steady chasing my paper. Sipping my tail with no chaser. My steps are guided by Jehovah. And my mama looking over. Yes, we rest by it in order. And that is the love of the land. Cause I stand strong. Baby, you know go minus. Baby, you are letting me die plus. Flow like the ocean. I'm a star strong. Take me day my back up. Baby, you will let me die first. Take me by my devotion.
I'm a star strong.
I'm a star strong.
Welcome back. That was Stand Strong by Davido, and I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope that you are standing strong on the decision you're going to be making tonight. Standing strong on thinking about others and wondering how you can help. If you can't sign up to the organ donor register, you can do what I'm doing now. I am campaigning. I am raising awareness about organ donation, and you can. We all have voices. You don't have to do what I'm doing, go get on a radio and speak about it. You can actually just having that talk with your family and say, have you heard about the organ donation law? Are you on the donor register? Have you signed up? And you tell them where to go, which I'm going to read to you later. And I hope that you are getting some wonderful information that can help you to start that conversation tonight. So our next segment, we're in our next segment now. We're talking about why people don't trust the law. Now, when this law was passed, as I said, a lot of people were not happy about it, especially from the African, Caribbean and Asian communities. In fact, the ethnic communities, everybody was thinking the same thing. What will happen if I'm sick? Would they look after me? And would they just rip my organs, or would they won't talk to my family about it? There were a lot of issues. There were lots of, fake news flying around the internet. But the reality is that the law is there to help us. Because if you were in the shoes of those people on the transplant list waiting for a transplant, it might not be you. It could be your daughter, your father, sister, mother, uncle, cousin, niece, nephew. If it were them, would you accept an organ for them? If it's yes, then why won't you consider donating? Why won't you consider being on the transplant list? I don't know any other reason for not doing that. Because let's be honest, many people don't resist organ donation because they don't care. They resist it because they don't trust systems. They don't trust the system. Some fear doctors won't fight hard enough to save them. Some worry the government has too much control. Some believe their faith forbids donation. Not true. I actually forgot to bring the little pamphlets that I'm working with the NHS Blood and Transplant. These pamphlets are from the different faiths, from the Jewish religion, from the Muslim religion, Christianity, you name it, all of them. Everybody actually supports organ donation. And, some people feel that the system doesn't protect communities like ours, And I don't blame them, really, because all of us, including myself, we've been through a lot in the system, and things have happened. But that doesn't mean that because we've had a bad experience, that it's everybody. We can't tar everybody with the same brush. You might have a bad experience here, and you go to the next place and it's not the same. This is totally different from the experience you're having on within the system. When you sign up and it gets to that point where your family are being approached to ask them if they want to donate your organs to help or improve somebody's life, they won't just take the organs like that. Your hospital team have to make sure that they've explored and exhausted every option to ensure that you're okay. And if there is other options they can explore, they will do that. And as far as I know, a lot of times you find that people's organs can't even be used, even if they're signed up to the organ donor register. So we have to start thinking a little bit less selfishly and more selflessly. And we need to say this clearly. These fears did not come from nowhere. There's history that impacts, there's culture, and also, as I said now, experience. Experience is the biggest of it all, especially in African and Caribbean communities. Trust has often been broken, and I can understand that. I'm from that community, but still, I'm signed up. You know, I say it all the time, so that, you know, if anything, if my family is not close by and you've been following me on the radio, you say, I know that woman, that's Hilaria Asumu. She's always said on radio at every event she's gone to that if she dies today and, you know, there's any organ that they can use, of course, take it all. Because what am I going to do with it? I'm going to end up in the ground, rotting. And if some organs within my body can help somebody else, why not? Including my eyes. I'm not going to take it with me to heaven. My body is going to break down here on earth, in the earth, and what is going to come out is my soul, my spirit. That is what is going to rise on the last day. Let's stop the silliness and start thinking about our brothers and sisters on the transplant list who are waiting for that call. Like I received that call in March 2018. I'm sitting here today talking to you. So tonight, it's not like, you know, I want to blame those people who are saying no. No, that's not what I'm doing. I don't want to dismiss their concerns. I want to name each and every one of them and dispel them and explain them so that they understand that those fears are baseless. Yes, they're authentic. I'm not saying that they don't matter or they're useless. No, not at all. What I'm saying is, as much as you have those fears, they are valid. They are valid. And that's why I'm asking you to call into the studio or send a text, and I will try and explain all of that for you. Because trust is not built by ignoring fear. It is built by listening to it. So does the organ donation law make you uncomfortable? And if so, why? Think about that. Call us on the studio number 0744-881-1570. This is a judgment-free space. Anywhere I go talking about organ donation, I do not stop telling people. I do not judge. How do we say it in Nigeria? We listen and we don't judge, okay? So if you have a question or if you have a concern, please call through or send a text on 0744-881-1570. And here's our next song. Smile, smile wherever you are, smile whether you're in pain, smile whether you're worried about the organ donation law, because Hilaria Asumu is here on Second Chances on Radio Africana to answer every question and to soothe every fear and concern you have. So here is Smile by Wizkid featuring her. See you soon.
Substance. It's easy when the love don't hide. No, I had to learn from my mistakes. Company creates companions. So right, yeah. Baby, both say, I love your smile. Girl, I love it when you.
in flames, just the river, my love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would do anything for my love. Your whole life.
We could do this all night. Tell me cause it feel right. Say you need me in your life. Your whole life. You do whatever I say. You would never hurt me. Loving made me feel amazing inside. Only one I see, love the way you talk to me. And I love your energy, cause you make it look easy. My everything, babe, believe me. Tell me nothing I won't give, tell me nothing I won't do. You're the only one for me, nobody else but you. Cause you made me feel lucky, lucky. You know it's yours, baby, just me. Trust me, I know.
Thank you very much for staying with me. I know some people are sending messages, but I don't know where they're going. However, let's continue. So we were talking about concerns in the last segment, and we are going to be addressing the concerns fairly in this segment. So let's walk through the concerns calmly. Doctors, when they are trained, they are trained to save lives first. Organ donation is only discussed after death is confirmed. So that's brain death, okay? So after death is confirmed, then they start considering talking to families about organ donation. Families are not bypassed. They are consulted all through the process. And faith is also not ignored. If you have a pastor or an imam or a rabbi or a priest, or you know that you want to be by your side or with your family supporting them, that would be done. Many faith leaders actually supports organ donation as an act of compassion. And there's one thing in if you're Catholic, you know the Ten Commandments. Well, if you're a Christian, you know the Ten Commandments. And one of them is love your neighbor as yourself. That commandment alone relates to the organ donation. When you look at it, when you're donating, you are loving your neighbor as yourself. So those conversations around organ donation are really important, not only with your faith leaders, but also with your community as a whole. But faith conversations must also happen at home, not during crisis. And the law does not force donation. As I said, I always repeat this, the law does not force donation. You can opt out and you can opt in. You can also register your decision clearly for everyone to see. And it really does help, especially in situations where someone dies without telling their family what is happening. But when they register, the hospital, the doctors can show them. They are these specialist nurses. They're called specialist nurses for organ donation. In short, SNOD. They actually are there to support you through the process. They help you to understand what it means, what you're doing. And believe me, they are amazing all through from start to finish. They support you to make that decision, and they also support your family. And you know, the problem is not the law itself. The problem is silence. Silence. When you don't talk, a lot of people sign up and they don't tell their families that this is what I have done and this is what I want you to do when I die. When families don't talk, when wishes are not known, when assumptions fill the gap, that is why clarity matters more than law. Because when you talk to your family and tell them, I have signed up to the organ donor register and please respect my wishes if anything happens to me, it actually makes a whole lot of sense to your family when the specialist nurses for organ donation approach them, or the doctor approaches them to say, we're wondering if you would like to donate your loved one's organs. If my donor family had not agreed to organ donation, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today. I am so grateful to them. And every time I do this because in order to help people within the African community, the African and Caribbean communities, understand the importance of donating an organ to somebody, the more that we can save a lot of people who are dying. This year alone, I've attended 5 funerals. It's not even end of February. 5. The last one was just last week. A young woman who died and left her husband and a 5-year-old. It is really, really painful to see how we're losing our people because we're not talking, because people are opting out. I was at another event, I'll tell you, was it Wednesday or Thursday? I was inaugurated as a hate crime reporting ambassador. And I was talking to one of the ambassadors, and she said that, you know, she is in a group where people are opting out, because somebody had come in there to tell them that, you know, they should opt out of the organ donation register, or the organ donor register. Why would somebody do that? However, that's not the only way that you can donate. You can donate as a living donor. So you can just walk into the hospital, go to the reception desk and ask for the renal department and tell them that you want to donate an organ, either a part of your liver or one of your kidneys. If you donate one of your kidneys, you can live with your other one. I have only one kidney and, you know, I'm still living. I'm still, you know, breathing and doing everything I'm doing. If you donate a part of your liver will grow back to its full size. So it doesn't mean, so when you donate a piece, it doesn't remain, you know, half of it. It actually regenerates to its full size. God is wonderful, isn't he? So I hope this explanation has changed how you see the law, even slightly. We'll be talking about the law itself when we come back. So call us on the studio number 0744-881-1570. You don't have to decide tonight. You have to understand first. So I understand if you're hesitant, but please do call so that we can discuss it. And our next song would be I'll Be Okay by Joe Boy featuring Wizard Chen. That just suits, you know, this topic we've just finished talking about. I hope you enjoy it and listen to the lyrics as well. And when we come back, we're going to be looking at the organ donation law. I'll see you back here in a little bit.
God, please save my soul, protect me from all woes, from all the things I know and things that I don't know. Bless me with the fame and grace I need to grow. All my imperfections make it no fear slow me down. Okay, I'll be okay. I throw my bed and sorrows away. Okay, I'll be okay. I throw my pain and sorrows
Hope you enjoyed a little bit of that song. We don't have enough time, so I want to really, because I have a lot to tell you about the organ donation law. This is our penultimate segment, and I hope that I can break down the law for you. And it's going to take a better part of this last few minutes we've got. And I hope you're enjoying it. So let's go. So we are down to the last, well, the penultimate segment. But before we close tonight, I want us to spend some time on a part of the law that often gets missed. Because when people hear opt out, they assume it applies to everyone equally. It doesn't. Last week, I actually touched a bit on that particular area, but I thought that maybe I should give it a whole segment where I can talk about it, because everybody thinks, oh, it's everybody. No, it's not everybody. So the law doesn't apply equally to everyone. The organ donation law has some exemptions, and I talked about those exemptions last week, and those exemptions exist for a reason. First, children under the age of 18, or everyone under the age of 18, are exempt. So it does not, people under the age of 18 are not included in the opt-out system. And why is that? Children are not considered able to make those decisions. Because before you take that decision to sign up to the organ donor register, you would have to weigh a lot of things. You would have to think about how it's going to impact on you, on work, and all of that. Not that, you know, with the organ donor register, it's only when you die that they would use your organs to save or improve somebody else's life. For living donation, you can donate whilst you are alive. So as I said during the last segment, your kidney or a part of your liver, or you can donate marrow if you want to do more than that. You can donate marrow, you can donate blood, you know, other things. But for living donation, the main organs are the kidney and the liver. Okay? So children obviously cannot make those decisions. So their bodies, futures, and their consent are not required. They are not expected to donate. Those decisions stay with parents or guardians. So it would be up to the parents or the guardians to decide if they want to give their children's organs. I have some of my colleagues, fellow ambassadors for organ donation, who donated their son's organs. It was a three-year-old boy who died from hanging. He accidentally hanged himself on the curtain, you know, the wooden slates, hung himself by mistake on it, and he died. And they agreed to organ donation. And they still, you know, celebrate him every year. And they're such an amazing couple. I think the husband's name, the woman's name is Sina. And they live in London. And they've done such amazing work around organ donation. This is what tragedy does to us. It makes us sit up and think. So, as I said, the family, the decision stay with the parents or the guardians of those children. And this protects families. It ensures no assumption is ever made about a child's wishes. Obviously, sometimes the child cannot make that decision. it could be during the conversation, and you know, it happens. There was another of my fellow ambassadors whose son died during a match. I think it was rugby or something, and he fell and hit his head. He never woke up. But the week before, there was something on TV, and they were having this conversation in the living room, and the boy told his parents that, you know, if he dies, he would like to donate his organs. And they respected his wishes. And actually, they found out that he had actually signed up to the organ donor register, but they didn't know. And the mother was very quick to say, yes, I would honor that, his decision. And today, she's one of the most versatile ambassadors. She's everywhere. She's talking about it. She's encouraging people. She's a white woman, encouraging people from her community, not just her community, everybody, to talk about organ donation and sign up to the organ donor register. Second, the people who are not eligible to be donors are people who lack the mental capacity. They are exempt. And this is a very important safeguard. If someone is not able to understand the organ donation decision, the law does not assume consent on their behalf. That includes people with certain learning disabilities, advanced dementia, or severe mental illness that affects decision making. Why does this matter? It matters because consent must be informed. You must understand the law inside out, what it means. And when informed consent is not possible, assumption is not ethical. So again, the law pauses, it does not rush, it protects. Third is visitors and short-term residents. They are exempt. So if you came here on holiday and you say, oh, I'd like to donate, no, it's not gonna happen. I'm sorry to bust your bubble. It won't happen. If someone has not lived in the UK long enough to understand the system, the law does not apply to them. This matters because laws should not take advantage of people unfamiliar with the laws. It respects the fact that consent is tied to understanding and not just presence. And finally, there is something else people often misunderstand. Even if someone is exempt, families are still involved. The law does not remove families from the process. It does not silence them or ignore them. Doctors would still speak to loved ones. They will still ask about the person, and they will still listen. So when people say the law takes organs without asking, that is not true. I can tell you that now. The law creates a framework, but it's compassionate. It compassionately governs the practice. And these exemptions exist to protect those who are vulnerable, to prevent assumptions, and to ensure dignity. And knowing this changes the conversation, because the law is not about taking control away from people. No, it's about encouraging clarity while safeguarding those who cannot speak for themselves. That is why family conversations remains essential. And that is why recording your decision matters. And that is why understanding the law fully is important. If you didn't know these exemptions existed before tonight, you are not alone. There are loads of people who don't. And now you do, because you follow me on TikTok, or you tune in every Sunday to listen to me. So you know. And that knowledge changes how fear behaves. So let's listen to our next song, which is Skido by Victory featuring Olamide. And I hope that this information I've given you right now is really helping you to understand a little bit more about the organ donation law. I'll see you back here in a minute.
meje bainaga apitoshe kate. You see my white is stainless, so make I tell you. No like that, crucify you. Jesus, I do the work already. You know the streets don't count your good. One mistake they go use and judge me.
Stubborn like militant. If you know be money, me no want you to charge me. The credit all up and feel the account. Me not show stopper, move up. But I no catch it, I no stopper. I plan proper, I make everybody answer. Like I be all up, where I stop am. Yeah baby, baby cop am. Anything you want, money day, yeah to shop am. Money plenty for the bank, baby chop am. Make it better if I get time, you go rob am. Drop am, make it no be like you, they log out. I am small, I so dog with the rock am. You calling me, be the one with the pump am, pump am.
We're back for the last time in the program. So we've come to the end, and I hope that as you've been listening tonight, you've been able to pick up some few golden nuggets about organ donation. And this is just deceased donation. And we also talked about the organ donation law. We also talked about why people resist it and why family conversations still sit at the center. A law can exist, but clarity remains at home, because at home we can discuss that law, we can talk about its meaning and how it affects us, and still be able to function and talk to other people about that law. So talk to your family, say what you want, say what you don't want. And if you're ready, visit the NHS Organ Donor Register at www.organdonation.nhs.uk/register your decision and record your decision. Whatever you decide, make it known. As we come to the end of the program, I want us to pause and reflect on what we've shared together today. Let us remind ourselves that even with the law in place, choice still matters. Families still matter, and conversations, most especially conversations, matter. The biggest lesson tonight is this. Silence helps no one. Clarity is an act of care. And talking early, gently, and honestly can spare families pain later. I would really love you to sit with this question as you go into the week. Have you learned anything new tonight? Has anything shifted in how you think about organ donation or the law? And if it has, who might you talk to about it? Next week, we'll continue this journey by going deeper into how families, culture, and faith shape these decisions. And we'll also talk about living donation, because that's one subject that we don't really talk enough about. We can create safer spaces for these conversations to happen without fear or judgment. I want to thank you for spending this time with me on Second Chances. Please join me again next week. And if tonight's conversation meant something to you, invite a friend, a neighbor, or a family member to listen. And we will close the evening with a song that reminds us that strength doesn't always shout. It often sits quietly after everything it's been through. And as I said, next week we'll continue this conversation whilst building on trust, faith and community voices. And later in March, let's not forget, on the 14th of March, we are creating a space for these conversations to happen face to face. Don't miss it. Go on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. No, not Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. Facebook, Instagram, and also on TikTok. I'm going to be posting the flyer on in my account, on my page. Go check it out. And if you want to join online, I can do that. We'll have a hybrid session, and it depends on how many people ask for it. I will set up the hybrid session. Otherwise, it will be a face-to-face. And we are setting up a space where about 30 women can come together, because as you know, we women, we're the one that start the conversation. We make the conversation go viral. So women who live in Salford, if you're online right now, watch out for it, for that face-to-face, and also go on Eventbrite. It is right there. Look for it. Women in Conversation. We're going to be having that conversation on March 14th. So I will see you next week. And thank you for staying with me tonight. Good night. Take care of yourselves. And I'll see you next week. This was Second Chances with Hilaria Asumo. And here is Ire by Adekunle Gold. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for being with me tonight. I'll see you next week. Bye.
The grass is greener on the other side. That's what I thought before I took the ride. I burned my bridges so I'd never look back. But if I had known the life I was searching for was looking me right in the eye, oh. If I had known the life I was searching for was already my own. Nothing but I knew.